Shalom to all! Today's daf is Yerushalmi Arlo Daf Hey, and we're starting halfway through the Amud with the words Sipka Lizkeinu Potter, and the Vilna Daf is on Gimel Amud Aleph, about halfway through the Amud, a little bit before the Mishnah, and today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar, Basir Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we discuss something mentioned briefly on the previous daf. Someone takes a branch from a tree that's Chayv in Arla and connects it or grafts it to something that's Potter, and fruits grow on this branch. Are they still Asr because of Arla, or no? And so here's our first case, Sipka Lizkeinu Potter. If he took this young branch and he connected it to an old tree, then now it's Potter from Arla, and fruits grew on it, it's Potter. Now it takes on his din of the old tree, L'chutz La'aretz, Potter. Let's say he took this branch from Eretz Yisrael, which is Chayv in Arla, and connects it to the tree in Chutz La'aretz, even though we know that Arla applies in Chutz La'aretz, this refers to Suffolk Arla, which we're going to say is Potter in this case. L'hektish, Chayv. Let's say he connects his branch to a tree that's Hektish, it's going to be Chayv in Arla, even though we know that Hektish itself is Potter from Arla. And lastly, L'tzayda Tachna, L'tzayda Elyon, Chayv. This is like Rabbi Yossi's case. Let's say the lower or upper part of the tree was L'syug, it was just for the fence, and therefore fruits growing over there would be Potter from Arla. But he connects his branch from a tree that's chayiv to one of these parts that's really for the siyag. Any fruits growing on it are chayiv in Arla. Now we explain the last two cases. L'hektish chayiv. The reason why when he connects his branch to a tree that's hektish, any fruits growing on it are chayiv in Arla. Why? Because he could be paida this entire tree and be mechayiv in Arla. And so therefore the branch that was connected to this hektish tree doesn't lose its chayiv of Arla. Now into the last case, let's have elyon chayiv. When he connects it to the upper part or lower part of the tree, which is only the siyag, still the fruits that grow on this branch are going to be chayiv. Why is that? Because he could think about it, he could change the designation of this tree itself and be mechayiv in Arla, and that's why whatever's growing on this branch right now is still chayiv. Now the Gemara just mentioned something we discussed yesterday, Rabbi Yossi k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It seems to be the Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Again, Rabbi Yossi's case we've mentioned many times already is that we have this tree which is part l'siyug, part l'machol, so the part that's for siyug is potter from Arla, and the part that's l'machol is chayiv in Arla. That seems to be like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who had mentioned yesterday in regards to Meiser, if we have a tree which is partially in Eretz Yisrael, partially in Chutz La'aretz, whatever fruits are growing in Eretz Yisrael are chayiv in Meiser, whatever fruits are growing in Chutz La'aretz are potter from Meiser. So it seems to me they both hold the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, afilu yisbar k'rebi. It could be that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rebbe, and there's a difference between these cases. Arla to iladaitai. Whether or not a tree is chayiv in Arla has to do with what he thinks. If he wants it for fruit, so it's chayiv. If he doesn't want it for fruit, so it's potter. And therefore, he could even split the designation of a tree. This part, yeah, and this part, no. Whereas in Meiser, yes, whether or not the tree is going to be chayiv in Meiser, ain't until iladaitai. It doesn't have to do with what he wants, what he thinks about. It has to do with where the tree is. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi could go like Rabbi, that since the nourishment, the yinika of the roots of Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael are getting mixed up with each other, the tree would still be chayiv in Meiser. And moving on to Hayom Beis with Halacha Beis. Mishnah tells us, Eis Shabbat Avisena La'aretz Umatsu Natua Potter. At the time that Am Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael and they found trees planted there, as we know from the Pasuk, that's only once we come into Eretz Yisrael that the Din of Arla applies. It's not that when we come in and we find a tree, all of a sudden that tree has a Din of Arla. It has to be that we come into Eretz Yisrael and we plant the tree. Now, by that same token, Natu Afal Bishalaikevshu Chayiv. If they planted the tree, even though they didn't fully conquer Eretz Yisrael yet, it's still chayiv in Arla. Another din, hanitel rabim, chayiv. Let's say a person planted a tree for the rabim, meaning it was a tree planted in his own property, and then he gave it over to the rabim, he let everyone use it. It's chayiv in Arla, because we darsh in the pasuk unetatem. That tells us no matter which way it's planted, if it was planted by a private individual in private property, even though it's for the public, it's still chayiv in Arla. However, Rabbi Yehuda Paiter, Rabbi Yehuda Paters, and the Gemara is going to explain why that is. Onto more dinim that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to. Hanitel rishus rabim, if you planted a tree in rishus rabim, but it's for himself, it's his own personal tree. Or a guy planted a tree in Eretz Yisrael after the Yidden came in. Or a Gazlan planted a tree. He planted a tree on a ship. Or if it grew on its own, in all these cases, the fruit that grows is Chayv in Arla. I think Mar brings a pasuk when a tatem, and you'll come into Eretz Yisrael and you will plant trees. This excludes something that was planted by Gayim before Am Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. And that's when they came into Eretz Yisrael and they found things already planted, they're potted from Arla. Now, Rav Huna says, B'shem Rav Abba, this also tells us sharish pater piter, that a root which is pater paters. We had this yesterday and we talked about it extensively. Even though these roots, meaning this tree, is in a yid's property, it's in Eretz Yisrael, since it was planted before they came in, it's pater, so paters the whole tree from Arla. And continuing, we said in the Mishnah not to alfa bishalaykev shuchayev. If a tree was planted once they came into Eretz Yisrael, even though they didn't conquer it, it's chayev in Arla. Now we go on to a different sheet. Rabbi Shmuel to Amar, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says kol biyos hamuras b'tayra. Anytime the Torah uses the lashon of bia coming into Eretz Yisrael, la'achar ba'asrei shana nemru, this din or this chiyuv was only said after the first 14 years. Sheva shekivshu v'sheva shechilku, the first seven were conquering and the next set of seven were dividing Eretz Yisrael. The same thing would apply over here. The Rabbi Shmuel would argue the Tanakhama of our Mishnah that a tree is not chayiv in Arla until after the first 14 years. However, if Hila says b'shem Rabbi Lazar that no, mighty Rabbi Shmuel b'chala b'Arla, Rabbi Shmuel agrees with chala and Arla that these two chiyuvim apply right away. And where do we get this? V'tani Kenan's taught this. The pasuk tells us b'vayachem. What do we learn from here? L'fi shashina kasam hashmai, shina chachamim chiyuvai. Mishmai, since the pasuk changes its mashmais, it changes the word that it usually uses, so the chachamim change the chiyuv. Usually the pasuk doesn't use the word bivayachem, it uses the word kisavayu. And over here, by arla and chala, use the words bivayachem, because it's a different word, Rabbi Shmuel says, we darshan differently, and chala and arla, they were chayiv right when they came to Eretz Yisrael, even before the 14 years of kibush and chiluk. However, Rabbi Yonah asks, mechalv shitas Rabbi Shmuel, it seems we have a steer in shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Tamanu Omar, over there he says, vavam and alpha on top, hi havaya, hi hakama, that havaya and hakama are the same things. Namely, when being makdash a tame animal, it says the words, kain yihyeh, and by being makdash a house, it says kain yakum, and Rabbi Shmuel learns a gzer shava one to the other. And furthermore, hi shvira, hi nefitza, breaking and smashing is the same thing. When describing the chiv to destroy vaydazara, the pasuk says to be shiver a mizbeach, and to be noitates, to smash a statue, and Rabbi Shmuel learns a gzer shava one to the other, and hi geula, hi pedaya. These two words are the same as well. By the redemption of a Jewish maidservant, it uses the word vehefda, and by the redemption of a stehachuza, it uses the word geula, and Rabbi Shmuel once again learns a gzer shava one to the other. And so we clearly see that he doesn't differentiate between different lashinas, and as long as it's basically saying the same thing, he'll learn a gzer shava one to the other. And vahachahu mishana bin lishan lishan, over here you're going to say he does differentiate between the two different lashinas, that bevayachem and kisavayu are two different things, and we end off with this question. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.